Guys, it's Phil Coyne here from Bit Jobs for the Masses and Insomnia Radio UK, and you're listening to Scott Tinetti on Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
Yeah. Hey everyone, and welcome back to this episode of Insomnia Radio San Francisco. My name is Scott, and you just heard the band August with their track Ready to Leave. I can't tell you too much about this band. I found them on GarageBand.com, and it would appear that they have been inactive for a little while. They do have a website, AugustMusic.com, but there's nothing up there. There's just some cool little flashy things going on, but home, news, and bio all say coming soon, so I don't know what soon is or when soon was. I thought that track was definitely deserving for a spin on the show. And to open up, we had The Particles with their song, No Need for Tears. And I like that song. It took a couple of listens to really grow on me, but I really dug the overall kind of 70s album rock, classic rock kind of vibe that that the vocals and the guitar have. But they also mixed it in, you know, with a couple of DJ scratches and some, you know, here we goes. And Diet Coke does not substitute for good coffee caffeine. Now, for The Particles, I got their music through the IOTA Promonet, the service that, you know, is post pod safe music and so forth. And they, too, appear to have been inactive for a little while. That track came off their album Burst, which was released in 2003. And according to their website, which is at theparticles.com, that's about the latest activity that I have from them. So, but again, I thought it deserved some play on the show, and I hope you enjoyed it. You can check them out at theparticles.com and check out August at, well, garageband.com/artist/August. All right, next up, fellas. Actually, let me back up just a second. I'm going to be talking a little bit later in the show about some very, very exciting news that's going on with Insomnia Radio. And when I mention Insomnia Radio, I'm really talking about the original podcast as well as the family of shows, all of the regional shows, as well as Resonate TV and Kill Your FM. It's all kind of wrapped up together in a partnership that we have with the Indie Music Project. Really, really exciting stuff coming down the pike. I think, I don't have a timetable, but I think sometime this summer it will really be in full swing. So very exciting stuff. But in keeping with exciting stuff, I am floored to be playing you this next band. They are from Auburn. Their name is Dead City Sunday, and I ran across them on GarageBand.com this past weekend. Then I investigated their MySpace site, and a couple things about this band I'll tell you after I play the track, but just, I hope it blows you away as much as it blew me away. So here is Dead City Sunday with The Remaining Years.
People are hunting and scrounging out.
That, my friend, was the sound of my jaw dropping. Not only because that song is just such a kick-ass song from Dead City Sunday, again, that was The Remaining Years, but a couple of interesting facts about these kids, because, gang, they are kids. If my math is correct, based on their bio and when they all got together, at the time they were between the ages of 14 and 16, then that would place their ages right now between anywhere between 20 and 23, the various members of this band, making music like that. I cannot believe it. And the second fact about this band, there are four guys and a gal. It's Zach, Ronnie, Nick, another Nick, I believe. He's called Meister here on the MySpace site, and Kimberly. And Kimberly is the drummer. I'll just let that soak in for a second. She is the drummer, and she pounds the skins harder than most guys in other bands that I've heard. And this song doesn't necessarily showcase it as much, but they have one on their GarageBand.com site where I would put her up there with any hard rock drummer, you name it. Just killer. Dead City Sunday from Auburn, California. Auburn is in the Sierra foothills. I believe it is the county seat of Placer County, about a half an hour or so east of Sacramento. And they chose their name because they basically say that Auburn is a dead city. And I imagine for teenagers growing up, it's got to be pretty boring. But it's kind of one of the historical hearts and centers of the California Gold Rush back from the 1800s. It's, got a lot of quaint boutiques and shopping and stuff, but nothing that interests teenagers, right? So they just get together and make music. And the Sunday part is, they mentioned that at some point I read where, heaven forbid you're doing your favorite activity, which is playing in a band, and you break a guitar string because the only music store in town is closed on Sundays. So, oh my God, I cannot wait for their album to be released. That song, The Remaining Years, is going to be on their forthcoming album called The Individuals Are Born, and I believe it's scheduled to drop on June 15th. They said they would notify me and send me some stuff, but I cannot wait. I want to hear the whole damn thing. All right, enough of that. But do check them out, myspace.com/deadcitysunday. And these kids, if they stick together and keep on making the music they're making and continue to enjoy it, are going to go a very long way. Okay, let's see what song I have here next. I don't even remember. Aha, here's a submission. They just sent it to me in the mail. I just got it yesterday and listened to the album and thought this would be a pretty good song to play on the show. So here is Strip Club with Good Things Will Come.
It's not you looking for me, looking for in this world. It's not me looking for you, waiting for dreams to come true. In this world, in this world. They say good things will come, but not for everyone. Nothing is guaranteed. If you wanna take me home, take me, don't wait too long. You know what I mean. What you do to me has a
lifetime guarantee. Have you heard? Have you heard? We agree, we're overdue. By the time you're 32, with the word, with the word. They say good things will come, but not for everyone. Nothing is guaranteed. If you wanna take me home, take me, don't wait too long. You know what I mean. My family tree has gone up in flames, can't you see? They say good things will come, but not for everyone. Nothing is guaranteed. If you wanna take me home, take me, don't wait too long. You know what I see.
Anything. something to keep me, something that wouldn't take me away. Someone else I could be without you, someone else who might wanna stay. Good, good, goodbye, baby. Good, good, you. Good, good, goodbye, baby. Good, good, good. And I'm not waiting for you, and you won't be any longer. And it takes any time, and I'm really getting stronger. And I know that I have found her, and I cannot live without her. Methinks that I protest too much, but I swear I do not miss your touch. Good, good, goodbye, baby. Good, good, you.
The band is Continuous Peasant, and that the track, or two tracks actually combined into one, was You Don't Owe Me Anything and Goodbye Baby. Chris, a member of the band, just sent that to me just this week, and I'm not certain whether it's on either of the two albums that they've released, but check them out on their MySpace site, myspace.com/continuouspeasant. And they are an Oakland and San Francisco-based band, but with roots on the East Coast and Portland, and pretty much vagabonds is what they are. But they kind of have an alt-Americana sound, as does the band that came before them, which was, Strip Club. I did announce them before I played them, but that's what you do when you fly by the seat of your pants and don't have anything written down. Strip Club with their song Good Things Will Come. And the vocalist reminds me of Leonard Cohen, at least in terms of his deep baritone sounds and just some really good stuff. That came from their album Cold Comfort. And as I mentioned, they sent it to me in the mail the other day. And it's got a picture of a highball glass with some whiskey on the rocks. So that's the kind of music that you can enjoy along with a whiskey, I suppose. But check them out at stripclubsong.com. Now, neither Strip Club nor Continuous Peasant have any current shows planned. At least they did not indicate as such on their respective websites. But check the websites out if you're interested, and give them some love. All right. Now, as I promised earlier in the show, I would talk a little bit about what's coming up with Insomnia Radio and the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows, or family of regional shows, I suppose, and just a lot of good, fun stuff. Now, what does it mean to you, the listener? Well, it means that all of us podcasters are going to be able to expend less effort and energy in finding great music, which means we'll have more time to do the shows and bring you the best possible music that we can from our respective areas. It also means, for the bands, lots of exposure, because we have partnered up with the Indie Music Project. If you want to find out a little bit more about them, go to indiemusicproject.com. You can also go to Jason's page at insomniaradio.net, where he outlines what the Indie Music Project, or IMP, is and what it isn't. And just some really, really great resources for us as podcasters, for you as listeners, for you artists listening to get your music out there. And what else? Our websites are going to undergo a little bit of a facelift. We are switching servers. That doesn't mean you have to redo your bookmarks. The feeds will stay the same. So really, it's all supposed to happen seamlessly, and I trust Jason when he says it will. But just be aware that in the coming weeks and in the coming months, you are going to be hearing a lot more about this, and it's just really exciting stuff for all of us involved, because our main goal is to get you the best possible music anywhere, and so that's what we're striving to do. Okie dokie, next up, let me see, let me just kind of throw in a song here. I haven't really planned this out too well. I'm going to play a song by a band, a pop punk band, called Creepy, and this is their song, Delay. Enjoy.
From God. you should love me, because I am the best, happiest and the worst. If you don't like my face, put a blindfold on you. We can dance on the red till our town stays the dust.
The Ebb and Flow with their song Country Verses, and you can check them out at myspace.com/TheEbbAndFlow. That's T-H-E-E-B-B and Flow. And they've got a little mini tour in the Southwest and Midwest. The dates listed on their MySpace site are begin in June 22nd in San Francisco at Amnesia. It's their EP release party, actually. And then they'll take about a week or 10 days off, and starting on July 1st, they'll play in Tucson, then Albuquerque, then Austin, then Dallas, and then Springfield, Missouri, winding it up on July 8th. At least those are the dates that they have planned for now. So check them out, myspace.com/TheEbbAndFlow. And before that, you heard from a band called Creepy and their song Delay. Pop punk band, some really good stuff. They sent me a couple of tracks that are not available on their MySpace site. So thanks, guys. And check them out at myspace.com/creepy. I'm looking to see if they have any tour dates, and I don't see any right now. Ah, but I do see that they're looking for a bass player. So any of you bassists out there, contact them via their MySpace site. You can get the link also on sf.insomniaradio.net, where you can also find the Indie Music Project player and a link to that site. So for more on the Indie Music Project, You can go to my site, sf.insomniaradio.net. You can go to indiemusicproject.com. You can go to insomniaradio.net. Just a plethora of ways to get this information. Really excited again, guys. I don't even have all the full details. Jason gives them to us when he can and when he's got enough information about a particular subject that he feels that he can discuss it adequately and kind of whet our appetites, which it is certainly doing. I'm going to take you out, guys, now on my longest show to date. I'm going to take you out with the Botticellis. They opened up the last episode, episode 6, and this is their song, Killing Spree. Until next time, be well. And thanks. Thanks for listening. Bye.
This has been a production of Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world. Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out our site at sf.insomniaradio.net. We'll see you next time, gang.